Some residents of Elliott Lake feel like communication between themselves and their city council is hamstrung by the existing procedural bylaw. The procedural bylaw, section 16-6, defines how the council conducts its meetings. It also describes how Elliott Lake residents are allowed to participate in council and committee meetings. Presently, citizen input is limited to a 2-minute opportunity to speak to an agenda item. If the resident registers before noon of the meeting day and describes their planned input using a multi-question online form on the city website. The Ad Hoc Procedural Bylaw Committee held an inaugural meeting, Thursday afternoon, January 30. The purpose of the committee is to review and update the current procedural bylaw enacted in 2016. A couple of interested Elliott Lakers who have brought input to council in the past were also in attendance at the meeting and addressed the committee. Pose that same challenge to council members. Local resident, Lori Blake, was one of them. Blake was not pre-registered to speak, however. Speaking to the still-assembled group, he suggested it can be difficult for a citizen to put their input into a 2-minute speech. If I may, Blake said to Man, the reality is, dealing with a foreign subject, for someone trying to articulate in 2 minutes, I would suggest that we pose that same challenge to council members and see how effective they are at articulating it. Responding, we need to have something, Man said. What I don't want to have is this, as he demonstrated turning away from the public. It was a word picture he used before, last fall. Now we have a new group, council, that we have to be very clear on to set expectations, right? Get that told. And that's what I heard tonight, and that was very positive, Blake responded. Fear of constituting quorum stifles discussion. Local resident, Mike Thomas, pre-registered to speak at Thursday's committee meeting. He described council's ability to speak to the public, and the public to council, as hamstrung. One of the things that have hamstrung our council's ability to speak to the public, and for the public to engage with them, is the constant nemesis of being mindful that they don't want to constitute quorum and engage the public, for fear of breaking the law to engage with the constituency. Thomas. There also has to be room for public engagement, so that council is able to answer a question, and, respectfully be asked a question. I think it's an essential component, he said, continuing to ask rhetorically, are the rules governing public participation during meetings sufficient? No, they're not. They haven't been for quite some time. He concluded, and I express this with gratitude because we've been waiting for 2 years, since the election, for this committee to occur, and finally it has. And those, Mr. Chairman, are my respectful submissions, and I thank you for the time to do so. Thomas's public input covered other points too. It was about 4.5 uninterrupted minutes long. Councillor Norman Mann appointed chair. Counts. Merrill Seidel moved that Counts. Mann be appointed chair of the committee, observing, I will make the appointment of Councillor Mann, as he has the most experience in this situation. Later, during a table go-around introduction to the consultants, Mann shared that he has served on council since 2010. The other council members are serving their first term. The meeting lasted 1 hour with little of the councillors' discussion time considering specific changes for citizen participation.